Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. Glad you're joining us this morning or night or middle of the day, whenever you're listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have kind of a fun thing that happens here in our area. I don't know. Do other places have this?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if it's this exact same thing, but there's like Christmas trains.
What we're speaking of is the Polar Express.
The Polar Express.
Yeah, that's how it goes, yeah. So there is a real-life Polar Express that happens nearish Asheville.
I mean, I don't know that it's like the real-life Polar Express, but it's like...
It's not the movie.
It's like a train.
You can get on a train, and I think it's really well done.
Karen thinks it's real. She thinks it is the real, that you're actually going to the North Pole to see Santa.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm not going to, like...
It's wonderful. They set up things outside the train along the way. Then you get to the North Pole, and you can see Santa's out there waving, and the elves, and there's the toy shop. It's really cute.
It's very
cute. They have the little train helpers, I don't know what they're called, who come along and bring you cookies and hot chocolate and sing songs, and they read the actual bits of the actual Polar Express book.
And you dress in pajamas, just like the kids on the Polar Express do. Mm-hmm. I already ordered our matching pajamas this year.
So this is funny, guys, and will come to no surprise to our dedicated listeners. So Katie, of course, is like a good planner and books her tickets in advance and gets like a nice ticket on like a normal time on a Saturday. Ingrid, our former co-host, and I do not. And of course, like yesterday, we're like, "Oh shoot, we never got Polar Express tickets."
This happened again this year.
Yes, it happened again.
Oh, okay.
You need to just tell us.
I know.
When you
I'm
book
sorry,
your tickets,
but I don't want to tell you when I booked these tickets. Legit February.
Last February,
yeah. They sell out.
What?
So, listeners. This is very, very popular, and they sell out really fast. And last year, side note, I had to go on a Thursday night and then work the next morning, and I was miserable. Like, I got, like, you know,
how do they,
4 hours
so they literally open a year in advance?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I should have texted you guys, but I felt like if I texted you in February.
We would have laughed?
Yes. But now, who's laughing now?
Not us, because we were like, so anyway, so the funny thing, this is just so hilarious to me. There's 4 different levels of train cars you can get on the Polar Express.
Yeah.
Of course,
and it ain't cheap. None of this is cheap.
It's not cheap. Yeah. And of course, every time you go up a level, it's $10 per kid, which in our family equates to $60 per level, more than what you're already paying, the $200 you're already paying. Anyway, so Ingrid and I hilariously were like, we should upgrade and do like a fancier level. Of course, all the fancier levels are sold out. So guess where we're stuck again? The bottom coach. The coach level. And we were laughing about it, like, well, we gotta get coach tickets again. But then we were like, you know, Ingrid, of course, was like, let's not set the bar too high for our children.
Yeah.
Let's, like, not raise them expecting the best. Let's raise them expecting the worst, right? And then, like, they won't know any better. And, you know, the one thing is you can't go on the other train cars
when
to
are you guys
see
going?
How fancy they are.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we couldn't get anything except, like, a random
Tuesday
Wednesday.
Night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Random Wednesday
yep.
night. I don't even know. I'm surprised that we even got tickets.
Yes. It's a very
booking this late
popular event.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the other train classic.
The fancy train. So anyway, so Katie always gets the, like, ritzy train car. What goes on in there? Like, do you get, like...
I can't even tell you. It's like they make you sign, like, an NDA. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not allowed to disclose what happens in the fancy train.
They give you diamonds.
I mean, nothing. Nothing. I mean, it's very sweet.
Glitter falls from the sky.
I will say this. Like, of course, like, I get motion sick. So, like, I kind of want to puke my brains out every single year we go. And they feed you this, like, sickeningly sweet hot chocolate and, like, you know...
But if you're on the fancy train, you get a mug to take it home in.
That is true.
We coachers get like a paper cup.
But I'll just tell you, I will bring – you would not – I mean, it's so funny to me because you would not – they're not all it's cracked up to be. But
– you do get a table on the fancy
train. You do get a table.
We do not get a table.
It's very similar. I would say it's similar
it's
to –
it's like getting on a plane.
It's like no, it's actually better than a plane.
Coach versus first class.
Yeah. It's I would say the fancier ones are, like, similar to, like, what you would envision on the Polar Express. What are you guys sitting on? Like,
we
hay,
have to stand.
Like,
we have to stand the whole time.
on the floor.
We're so poor. We stand the whole time. They bring one cup of chocolate for the whole train. Everyone gets one sip.
Fingerless gloves. Yeah. You're, like, the hobo guy on there,
There's no heat. No, we have chairs, but we don't have tables.
I gotcha.
And we don't have any free
anything.
Well, we get a cookie and a half a cookie. They ration it out in the poor car. No. We get a cookie and a cup of hot chocolate and a throwaway cup rather than, like, the fancy take-home mug.
I got you.
Anyway, it was just funny because we were laughing about, oh, Katie's, like, such a good planner and gets this, like, first-class train ticket on
like
a weekend.
Say,
and here we are in
me,
the poor
You
seats.
Guys always give me such a hard time about my
planning.
My planning. But you know who really benefits from this BS? Is like
River?
My family and my husband and my kid. Like they're just like like what's the Polar Express
someday,
happening?
Someday when River's older, I'm gonna be like, River, just so you know, like you got to live the good life. Meanwhile, my children had to sit in the poor coach class on the Polar Express every year. You know, the other thing I realize though, as we're getting closer to Christmas here, I don't know how many more years like our oldest kids.
No.
Like, Ella Ray
don't
is
say it out
eight.
Loud in case, like, people are listening with their kids in the car. But I know what you're saying. We actually have we have a friend who – they have, like, a son that's a year older than Riv. And then they have, like, he's, like, eight. Mm-hmm. And then he was asking, and they just told both of them. And I was, like – Brian and I were, like, horrified. Because it's, like, our one shot. Like, we don't have other kids to, like – keep the ruse going, you know?
Right, right.
Like, I'm hoping she's, like, 13.
I know. Same.
Oh, that, like, makes my heart sad.
I know,
to enjoy every single moment, even when you're in the crap coach class.
Even when you're in the coach class, try to enjoy it.
Try
to do everything you can to not think about how poor you are and how it's such a terrible planner that you're in the coach class and just enjoy the moment and see the glimmer in their eyes.
Yes. The joy of the season, if you
Is
will.
Is it a tear because they realize they're in the coach class? Or are they so happy to
see
Santa?
We'll be waving at you from our
cushioned
gold inlaid seats.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. This first episode is from KidSpot. This is KidSpot.com. This is a woman. She's a stay-at-home mom. Her two kids are 1 and 3. Her husband basically takes long showers to avoid helping with the kids, and she thinks he's milking the system and trying to shirk his responsibilities. She says, my husband is a blue-collar worker in construction. He works long days. His job is pretty physical, and he works really hard. He gets up at 5, gets home by 6:30.
That is a long day.
Yeah, and she says her days are usually around the same, give or take an extra hour in the morning. She says as soon as he gets home from work, he makes a beeline for the bathroom straight away. Then he'll spend at least 25 minutes on the toilet and take 25-minute showers. In the meantime, she's, like, struggling to cook dinner. Of course, she's just been with her kids for, like, 13 hours straight, and she's looking for any kind of relief. So she asked him to, hey, hold off on that, like, toilet time and shower time until after the kids go to bed and then, like, knock yourself out, right? Like. Mm-hmm. And at first he complied, and then he was like, no. Like, I want to, like, get out of these, like, sweaty clothes. Like, I want to, you know, I like, need to do this when I get home from work. And so different people are weighing in.
There's mixed reviews on
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm inclined to take her side. Hate to say it.
Of course. Yeah. Also, who takes a 25-minute shower?
That was, I mean, this is what I wrote, is like there has got to be a happy medium here. Yes. Like, okay, dude, go take 30 minutes. Go take 30 minutes to do
total
whatever it is you need to do. Yes.
An hour.
Total.
Yeah.
And then come and like help me. Like, I can't, you know, like you and I both know how hard it is to be with kids mm-hmm. 13 hours straight by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard. It's mentally and physically taxing.
One of the commenters said, "You're tired. That's fun. So is your wife."
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, yes. Like, everything he's complaining about, your wife is doing too.
Right.
I was surprised a lot of people stood up for the husband, though.
I know. I know. I being a stay-at-home mom is a job as well. Like, in fact, right. Like, you're contributing to the – like, you're helping the family run by not having to put them in, like, daycare, right? Right. Like, it's just – you're saving – you're not making money, but you're saving the family money.
Sure,
like, it's just like there's a whole purpose to it.
Right, right.
So that needs to be acknowledged that you, too, are working.
Yeah, I feel for her. It's tough.
I do, too.
Yeah. I mean, let's just be real. Nobody needs an hour to go to the bathroom and shower.
No, not to decompress from work. I mean, and I totally get it.
And I agree with her point. Like, look, if you need that, that's fine. Do it after the kids go to bed.
Yeah. Also, I just think
that's
those
kind of
ages,
how I am. I'm like, just once the kids are in bed, you can watch TV,
do whatever you want,
be on your
yeah.
phone, whatever. But like, we have a precious you
amount
know,
of time here to like
amount
get
of
things
time
done
from when the business work day is over till kids go to bed to spend time with them.
Yeah. I think the other thing is their kids are 1 and 3, and I think she is like in the thick of it. Those are really
yeah,
hard
that's true.
Ages too. Mm-hmm. So, so I mean, I can understand why both of them are like frustrated,
especially
you know?
When you're cooking, trying
right.
to cook dinner,
right.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mom's the word.
Okay, so I have a mom's.
Okay.
This is some, you know, my sister's the best gift giver in the mm-hmm. whole world. Well, you're a very good. She challenges you.
Ah, thank you.
She sent me for my birthday these hair ties. They're called Maya J. I just found them on Amazon. You can get them for as little as, you know, you can get different amounts of them and different.
I don't know if you heard that, listener, but that was
our computer.
The computer just did something crazy.
He's really excited about us
yeah.
podcasting this morning. You can get them for different prices, but they are really cute. They have a little gold or silver. You can get different kinds.
You left this on the anchor
yes.
desk and you were asking
I lost
about
one and
it.
I was very upset about it because I love
it?
Them. Yes, I did find it. Anyway, they have a little like I don't want to say charm, but a little detail to them
uh-huh.
that makes it look like a bracelet.
Cute.
So it looks like you're wearing a bracelet, but it's
yeah.
really a hair tie, and it's just like a little fancy hair tie. Anyway, they're great. I love them.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, I always have a hair tie on my wrist, but have to, like, take it off to do anything on TV.
Right.
But this is like, oh, my gosh, you could really almost leave it on there. And
yeah.
people just think it's a bracelet because
right.
it has this little fun, like, fancy detail. Anyway. So if you're looking for something like that, Maya J bracelet, hair ties.
And it's Amazon?
Amazon. $9.99 up to, like, you could spend more if you wanted the fancy ones. But, okay, this next article, you cannot parent a child into perfection.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I gave you this one because I feel like this should have been mine. This, like, is like a classic.
Well, you don't
like,
think I want perfect children?
I think that you are.
I realize it's impossible.
And I mean this in, like, the, like, this is a, like, a compliment. Mm-hmm. You are much more laid back than I am. Like, I think that you are much more easygoing, which is, I mean, I think that's good when you're a parent.
Well, it talks about how, and I can, I feel so much of this and, like, my mom heart. This mom talks about how she brushed – this is just an example. She brushed her kid's teeth.
This kid's, like, literally happened to me. This, like
yeah. –
I just want you to know this, like, example is I'm like,
You have this, River had a cavity?
No, she didn't. But I'm saying like this could have this oh, would be oh, I would have the same reaction. Exact reaction.
So this mom talks about
look
how
at you. You were like, River had a cat. Like judgy, you were already judging. She has not had a cavity, but I'm not saying that it would be impossible. Yeah.
So this mom talks about how she brushes her kid's teeth, you know, obsessively, flosses, does all the things, and then her kid got a cavity, of course. And she's like, what? And then she felt like her whole world just crumbled because she's not perfect. Her kid's not perfect. Right. You know, a cavityless mouth is the sign of a perfect mouth, right? And she has
or perfect parenting because you've like dotted all your I's, crossed all your T's.
Anyway, so she realized that she can't focus on doing everything. And there was a quote that I really liked. There are daily measures we feel we don't meet and opposition to feel that we – opportunities, rather, to feel that we fall short while our kids are blissfully unaware and perfectly happy and healthy. Blissfully unaware. Like, we are stressing over the silliest little things, and here are our children, blissfully unaware. Who cares if you had a cavity or not? You're still happy and healthy. Even a cavity doesn't mean you're not – you're unhealthy, necessarily. So I thought that was a great thing that we should focus on. They don't care. We are over here stressing about these things that don't matter as moms.
Yeah.
You know? I just thought that was a really good reminder.
Yeah. This article, I highlighted this. We parents are seemingly intent on torturing ourselves with guilt, feeling failure almost daily. Did we spend enough one-on-one time with them? Did we remember to ask them about their feelings? Did they make a lunch? Did you make a lunch they'll love? There are always things you wish you did better. There are other moms to compare ourselves to, moms with bigger budgets and cleaner homes and fluffier hair. And then she talks about then you get the pre-K assessment and your kiddo is being recommended for OT because their motor skills are behind, or your toddler eats a dead bug, or your kid has a cavity.
Dog food.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's happened to you. But I think it's you have to accept or believe you need to hear it. Your child's mistakes are not your own. You cannot parent your child into perfection. And I have talked about this on the show. Like, I have to accept that, like, River is a living, breathing, independent person from me. Like, what she wants to wear, what she wants to eat, what she is going to be good at. P.S., like, River has, like, shown a little bit of, like, an affinity for math in school. And it's, like, I'm, like, literally, like, what? Who are you? And it's just so funny that that was, like, not my expectation at all because, like, I am terrible at math. And I thought it was such a, like, you know, an innocuous but, like, prime example of, like, I was, like, what?
I'm sorry, what?
What? Like, I hate math. How could my kid like math? But it's just a prime example of, like, how you just assume, like, your kid is going to have all the wants and desires and likes that you have, or at least I do. And it's, like, really unhealthy and potentially damaging down the long run.
I think the hard thing is when they are little, very little, they kind of are a reflection of you in a lot of ways, because when they're itty bitty, you are everything they're doing, they've learned from you.
Yeah.
Right? So I do think, though, there is this crossover period where you're right, they do become more independent, they're their own person, and that's eventually going to happen at some point regardless. But I think it's just hard because when they're little, you do get used to, okay, they said this, well, they had to hear it from me, or they did this, they had to learn that from home. So I think that is there in the beginning, but I do feel like there's a shift.
And
when that shift happens, obviously, yes, then you have to realize
it's, like, surprising.
They're not mine anymore. It also says our children are not our resumes.
Yeah.
Which really
– our children do not exist as advertisements for their parents, good or bad. And we've also read this, and this has always stuck with me. It's not necessarily in this article, but, like, you cannot take responsibility for your kids' failure
or
their successes. Mm-hmm. Like, these kids are,
which,
like –
which is hard because, you know, of course, especially when they do something great, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I taught them that. Yeah. I did that. They learned that
I'm
from
responsible
us.
For that. Yeah.
But it is kind of a hard pill to swallow that as they get older, they're on their own.
Yeah.
They're doing their own thing. And we cannot feel guilty if they get a cavity.
Yeah.
We cannot feel guilty if they need some extra help here or there.
Yep.
It's a hard
concept.
Yeah.
Especially in a world where people are judgy too. And this article touches on that a little bit. It's just that people perceive that your kids are a reflection of
they
you.
Do.
And so
they
that
do.
Is part of the problem.
And
like
I think
you,
we feel that, right? Yes. That's why we're so defensive exactly. and that's why we're so
exactly
harsh on maybe yes. ourselves and our children.
Yes, exactly. All right. This last article is from The Guardian. This actually goes very nicely with this, mm-hmm, with mm-hmm. the last article. Try parenting the Buddhist way. Drop your expectations and go with the flow. Show up for all of your child's moments, the good, the bad, and the ugly, in an undiscriminating way. It talks about you're sort of bombarded with these idyllic images of healthy kids in nature, tidy homes, wholesome meals. Social media sets an impossibly high bar and misleads us into thinking the messy, unexpected, chaotic aspects of parenting are a mistake. But from a Buddhist perspective, there is a type of joy to be found even in the most unpredictable and difficult aspects of parenthood. It exists in the loosening of our expectations of ourselves and our children and the willingness to move towards the way things actually are rather than how we think things should be. And I think this also goes with, like, you just are where you are and you can't worry, like, is my kid having trouble reading in school and what that could mean, like, down the road? Like, our news director just left, like, from a personal perspective here for Karen and I, like, what does this mean going future in the future for our jobs? Like, and, you know, like, this is just where we are right now, and you just have to sit with it and accept mm-hmm. that you cannot control what's going to happen in the future. And that's just mm-hmm. I think that's a really mm-hmm. hard concept, at least it is for me.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, is there's a difference between not planning, right, and not yeah. being prepared and over-panicking.
Right,
right?
Like stressing,
and you have
stressing,
to find
and worrying.
Somewhere in the middle. You can't yeah. just sit there and say, oh, I'm not going to worry about it. We'll see what happens. And then, like, you know, not buy any Christmas presents for your kids.
Right.
And then it's Christmas Day and they've got, right. not, you know, right. obviously that's a dumb example.
No, but like that's what
you
that's
you
what
have to
about.
Find a middle
yeah.
ground. Like right. you can't over panic and over plan, but you also yes, you have to somehow sit in the middle zone of okay, here's where we are right now. This is 2 weeks away. I don't
right.
need to fret about that yet.
Right.
You know, this is what needs to happen for tomorrow. I think this is a tough thing to do. I mean, good for the Buddhists, right? I feel like they've got it down.
Yeah, but this is a concept that I think. I think letting go, I mean, I think a lot of people have trouble with this, and I think it's, like, not just Buddhism. I think it's maybe just, like, a way to think about a lot of things in your life. Letting go of expectations is a long game, and it does not happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But if you work on it, it's possible. It's funny. Just, like, I read this article, and then Charles and I, my co-anchor, we were, like, he's, like, you know, talking about our – we're recording this before Thanksgiving, by the way. So we're talking about our Thanksgiving plans. And he's like, oh, it's so nice to have something to look forward to. Isn't that like what kind of gets you through the day? And I was like, it is. But like I'm trying to like be like, this is what I'm doing right now mm-hmm. on this mm-hmm. Tuesday. Like mm-hmm. I'm anchoring the show. I'm going to podcast. I have an appointment. I'm going to like go home. I'm going to like cook dinner. And I'm going to like enjoy the time I have when I pick River up at school. And I'm just going to enjoy like right now in this exact moment having this conversation with you, Charles, as opposed to, like, thinking about, like,
I can't wait till
I can't like, wait. I have to get through this. I need to get through this. Mm-hmm. And then I'll finally be happy when I go mm-hmm. on Thanksgiving break. Like, I just, like, that's just a, like, I think that really sells your life short.
Right, right.
You know? But I do think like, it's really hard to do.
I do feel like we live in a society that's always looking at the next thing.
Yeah.
The next holiday. The next season.
I'm super guilty of it. Like, it's, like, it's really, it's, like, something that I really need to work on. And I think especially with your kids, it's like you have these expectations for your kids instead mm-hmm. of just like enjoying like
little
where
things.
They are mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. whether it be good or
mm-hmm.
bad,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Anyway.
Win of the week.
Well, a wise Ooh. One. Do you have some?
I know. I don't have anything
have
wise.
A
let me just say
win?
This. I had to think about my win a little bit today. And I said we're recording this. This episode drops the Wednesday after Thanksgiving, but we're recording it before Thanksgiving. I'm going home to Pennsylvania, and I'm going to
yes.
see for Thanksgiving. I'm going to see, and I have not been home for Thanksgiving. And honestly, I'll bet it's close to 10 years.
Wow.
It's a really long time. And I'm going to see my sister, my brother-in-law, but I'm going to see my dad and my stepmom and some aunts and uncles. My dad, I don't want to go into too many specifics, is not doing well health-wise. This makes me like,
oh.
And I'm like, I'm just really thankful that I'm like able to go home. We were talking about like just like living in the moment and like not trying to look too far into the future and like – that is really my plan. Like, this holiday is just to
enjoy.
I did not expect to get this emotional, but just to, like, be like, here I am. My dad is here. Like, my family is here. And I just want to, like, enjoy it without, like, without worrying about
the next
what
thing.
Next year, next month, next week, next Thanksgiving is going to be. And so, as you're listening to this after Thanksgiving or as we, like, approach the holidays, like, I hope that you're able to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Aww. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. It's hard.
I know.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But hopefully the ship goes well and you have a good time
with
your family.
Yeah, yes. Like I said, I'm sure
it's a good reminder that we need to not focus on the
here is right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not focus on all the other stuff, but really narrow in on the family time and time with loved ones and what we get to share over the holidays.
So, and again, so we hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
And we hope you are getting ready for a wonderful Christmas. I'm really trying this Christmas season. I'm trying to really not feel the expectations.
Oh, it's so tough.
We don't necessarily have to do XYZ. Let's do what our family and our kids want to do this year.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's such a push to do the same traditions and the same things. And did you check all the boxes? And no, let's just be with them.
Yeah.
And just...
I love that. I think it's a great way to try to go through the holiday season.
Because it gets so busy, and then it's a lot shoved into 1 month, basically, between here we are, you know, from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Yeah.
It's going to be busy. But let's really try to slow down and just spend time with the people that matter.
I love it. Thank you guys for listening.
Okay. Hope you have a wonderful week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.